So my wife Michelle and I were living in Mount Vernon, Washington, doing an internship. I was doing an internship at a church there, Faith Community Fellowship. And the wonderful thing about that church was that they put us in a double-wide mobile home out on a farm. And Michelle and I had never lived on a farm before. This is about 20 years ago, and it was really cool. We had Clydesdale horses. They're huge, big, thumping horses in our backyard, and there was billy goats, and there was chickens, and there was other animals, and we just loved that. One dinner time, we were sitting down and looking out the window, and we noticed that a little billy goat had escaped from the farmer's field, from the sheep pen. And so I said to Michelle, well, he's in danger. We better do something. Let's go out there. And so I went out thinking that I was easily going to catch this little billy goat. City boys don't really know how to catch billy goats, and so the first thing that I tried is I grabbed some grass, and I tried to tempt him with grass. But of course, there was grass everywhere, and so he didn't come for that. I tried hollering at him, but that didn't work. Come here, billy goat. Come on, billy goat. But the billy goat didn't come for that. And I thought, okay, I'm actually going to have to run after this billy goat. Pretty good runner, was, you know, I could do it. So I would chase the billy goat, and he would go one way, and I'd get close, and then on four legs, he would dart the other way, and I would end up with grass in my teeth, kind of a thing. So that didn't work, and I came to the conclusion, finally, that if I was ever going to catch and rescue this billy goat, I had to hunt it. I had to be stealthy. I had to sneak around in order to surprise it and jump on it. I had to hunt it down. And so that's exactly what I did. I crouched down in some grass, waited for the billy goat to come close, and sprung on it, jumped out, landed on the thing, pinched it down in my arms, stood up with it. I could feel its heart beating at 1,000 beats a minute. It was terrified of me. Brought it back to the farmer's field, and you had to hold tight because he wanted to kick out of my hands. Brought him back to his thing, and he was okay. If that billy goat could think and understand what I was motivated by, he would conclude, wouldn't he, that he was special because I was willing to hunt after him, to get down into the grass, to get dirty, to dive, so that he could be brought to safety. Something that is hunted can feel love if it's going to be rescued, right? The billy goat was hunted. Did you guys hear this story last week about a little boy named Casey Hathaway? Casey Hathaway was playing with a couple of his cousins in North Carolina, close to a 1,000-acre field. And his two cousins, after finished playing, went home, and Casey got lost in the forest. And the moment that he wasn't there, they ran back out, but they couldn't find him. Then his parents ran out, hunted after him, but they couldn't find him. And then their friends and larger family members ran out to hunt for him and tried to find him. And when they couldn't, the police came. And then the FBI came. And then the CSI guys came. And then it was the canine unit came out. And then it was the helicopters looking for him and the drones looking for him. Everybody in the area was hunting for Casey Hathaway. And on the third day, they found him. And everyone was filled with joy. And they brought him home safely. When Casey's a little bit older, he's only 3 years old right now, and his parents say, Casey, the whole community came out to hunt for you. Do you think he might feel special? Do you think he might feel loved? And you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that God hunts for us, that he's the mighty hound of heaven, and that he has gone great distances in order to come to us. And the first way that we know that God loves us is because God hunts for us. We mean so much to him that he's willing to hunt for us. You know the second way that we know God loves us? It's another way. We know it because of how far God was willing to go in order to bring us home. I saw a video a while back that kind of drilled home to me just how far God is willing to go. It's about a father and a son. And one day the son came to the father and he said, Father, will you run a 3-kilometer race with me? And his father said, yes, son. And after they finished the 3-mile race, the son said, Father, will you run a triathlon with me? actually run a marathon with me. And his father said, yes, son. And then he said, Father, after they finished the marathon and training for that, I said, Father, would you compete in a triathlon with me? And the father said, yes, son. And so they trained. And after that was done, one more time, the son said, Dad, will you compete in an Ironman triathlon with me? And the father said, yes, son. And I want you to see this video of just how far this father was willing to go to bring his son across the finish line. And then I'm going to wrap it up. So if we could have that video. So the Bible teaches us, cadets, that one day the father said to his son in heaven, are you willing to go? And the son said, yes. He said, are you willing to become a human? And the son said, yes. He said, are you willing to live a very difficult life filled with pain? His son said, yes, father. He said, are you willing to take that pain all the way to the cross so that you can bear the sin of the world in your shoulders? And the son said, yes, father, I will do that. God in Christ has brought us across the finish line on Jesus' own shoulders. God has gone all that way for us. And here's the thing. You're thinking, I haven't even talked about your theme yet. What about being a blessing? Here's the thing. Until we really understand the love of God for us, that God hunts us down, and that God has gone to all these distance for us, until we really know that, until that is the clothing we wear on the inside, then it's going to be very difficult for us to be a blessing on the outside. Because you know what happens? When you know that God loves you that much, you know what happens? You're going to become a person who begins wearing this. Let me show you. Different set of clothes altogether, okay? Let's see. Too many buttons. Can you see what it says? What does that say? Totally on fire for Jesus. Then you become a person totally on fire for Jesus. You're going to want to be the blessing that you're called to be because Jesus lives on the inside. And then your life can be lived in gratitude on the out. So my charge to you this morning, my plead with you, and I don't think you're too young for this, is to always look to the Father and to the Son and the Spirit who are running after you in love and have gone all that way to push you across the finish line. Because Jesus, you know what he said on the cross? It is finished. He's done it. So let's give thanks to God together.